Later this morning, town councilors in Peachland will be talking budget. And it's not looking good. For the past 5 years, the district has faced higher policing costs, and for the past 5 years, the district government has paid for it with money from the reserve fund. But that reserve fund is now empty. Mayor Cindy Fortin joins us on the line to explain. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
What happened 5 years ago that led to this increase in policing costs?
Well, it was actually in 2012, so we've been paying already 4 years. The census from 2011 came out, and we got the results in 2012, and it put us over the 5,000 population mark. And once you're there, you have to pay 70% of policing.
Okay,
it's a tough one.
So it flipped from paying 30% of policing to paying 70%, is that right?
Well, that's true, except that we didn't take the 30%, didn't come out of general taxation. That was collected as part of the property taxes to be paid to the provincial government, and then they paid it. So it did come out of taxes, but it wasn't something that we ever saw in our bank account,
right,
so to speak.
Okay.
So now we're having to pay 70%, and it's like having to pay the full amount.
And now what? Exactly. I think you were probably about to say this. What does that mean in terms of actual dollars?
About $652,000 we're going to have to pay this year. And that's scary. That's a large chunk of money for a small community.
What does that represent in terms of a percentage of the annual budget or as a percentage of the deficit? I mean, can you put that $652,000 in some kind of context for us?
Well, let me see. We bring in about $4.4 million in general taxation, and then that number goes up to $6.9 million. Now, that's just the money that we get. We actually collect about $10.8 million, but just under $4 million goes to other levels of government, you know, the regional district and
sure.
the schooling and all of that. So we really only get about $6.9 million roughly a year. That's not taking in any major grants. We can't account for that ahead of time. So $652,000 out of $6.9 million, that's a lot of money.
It's about 10%, give or take.
That's right.
And so now, why did Peachland elect to pay for this a few years ago from the reserve fund? Tell us about that decision.
Well, I think it was before my time on council, but I believe it was in the year 2000. Peachland expected that the census, I think it was 2001, was going to show us over 5,000, and then that didn't end up happening. But it did give us a chance over the years. It didn't happen with the next census either. We were holding our breath, and we got off twice, and now we, in the 2011, it's finally was at about 5,200. So over the years, we were able to put money aside in reserves in anticipation of this. And so over the last 3 and 4 years, we've been able to take some reserves and some general taxation and put it together so that the hit wouldn't be as hard on taxpayers. But that reserve money has now run out.
And that was obviously something you knew would happen. What planning did the district do to prepare for this?
Well, I guess planning for about 10 years, but it's really difficult to put money in reserves because we also have millions of dollars of aging infrastructure like many communities do, and we're now starting to have to put money aside in an asset management fund for that. We also have a water treatment plant that we've been saving up for a portion of, and really there's just no more money available to put in anything.
But so are you saying there were no preparations made for this eventuality?
Well, there were preparations for the census coming out in 2011. But we did put money aside, but that money's gone. $652,000 is a lot of money.
I know, but you knew that I want to understand this because you knew that the reserve money would eventually run out, and you had the district had some years to prepare for that, and now suddenly, oh, no more money. It seems unusual that the district wouldn't have planned for this possibility.
Well, I have to say that I feel that we did plan for it, but the money doesn't last forever. As soon as we have to start paying, it was difficult because we did still have to start paying in 2012. We had to start paying in the second quarter. They let us off for the first quarter before the information came out, but we did start paying, but it's impossible to put the same kind of money away in reserves when you are now paying as well.
Okay, so now here we are. What options are before you to make up this shortfall?
Well, that's something that's going to have to be discussed during our budget talks. We've been doing a little bit of budget each council meeting for the last few months, and we haven't got to policing yet, and so that's something I can't tell you at this moment, but I guess we're just going to have to look at what it's going to cost, how much if we're going to have a tax increase, how much we have set aside, perhaps it could be transferred. I don't know yet. We just haven't had that discussion yet. We were just hit by the BC stat coming out saying that we were at 5,013 population, and that's why this is all coming up now. But we have not addressed this issue yet.
Is I don't understand how this all works. But so is there some, can you negotiate with the province, with the RCMP, with, I mean, are there amortization plans? How does this, are there options for you aside from just ponying up the $650,000?
No. District staff have looked into every option possible, and you can't negotiate it. It's the cost of, we get four, we don't actually get four RCMP officers, but we have four that are assigned to the Peachland area, but there is no negotiation on that. It's about $145,000 per officer.
Are you getting
130?
Are you getting value for your money?
Well, depends who you talk with.
Well, I'm talking with you. So that's the question. Do you think you're getting value for the $650,000 you spend on policing every year?
Well, I think the West Bank, West Kelowna Detachment, who do our policing, are doing a great job. And Staff Sergeant Duncan Dixon is in Peachland a lot. And if we have a special request of patrol, he'll usually arrange for someone to come out. But we didn't get actually any more policing by paying this. And because Peachland's more rural and we don't have a very high crime rate, we don't see a lot of RCMP patrol cars in the area. So are we getting a good value? I suppose we are, but it certainly didn't increase. We didn't get an officer that's full-time in Peachland, no.
If this money was simply directly taken out of property taxes next year, what percentage would the average homeowner's property taxes go up?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that, and until we discuss it in budget, I can't tell you that. Right now, 2% was the increase that if we chose to put aside the lowest amount for asset renewal in reserves, which is another area that we have to save up for, that was a 2% increase. We haven't even talked about policing yet, so it's going to be a challenging year. It really is, and until we come up with those final numbers and are able to crunch them, I really can't tell you that at this point.
When will that happen?
Well, it has to be done, the very latest has to be May 14th. So we wrap it up at the end of April, and we make the final adoption of the budget, and then you have to advertise, and that takes a while, so end of April, we should know for sure.
Are you looking for 13 volunteers to move out of Peachland so your population is 4,999?
I was thinking, you know, there's seven on council, six counselors and myself. If each of us and our spouses took off for a little while, maybe that would work, but that wouldn't be good for the community. And it's really not based on the BC stats. It's based on the federal census. So that's supposed to go out this year sometime in May, and we should find out in 2017. If it actually is that low, and even if it is, there's nothing we can do about it. If it's at 5,000 or one person over that, we still have to pay. If it's under, I'm not even sure if we can renegotiate at this point or not. That's all something we'll have to explore when faced with it. It's sort of a waiting game at this point.
Mayor Fortin, we'll check in with you on May 15th. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cindy Fortin is the mayor of Peachland.